know, starting off his parasha, Yaakovinu proceeds to depart on his trip into Golus. And on the way, he stops, sleeps overnight. And we know the famous incident where he has these rocks, puts them around him, and overnight they merge into one. And it sounds like a very nice story, you know, but since, other than the basic, you know, elementary understanding, since we've heard the story as little kids, what exactly was going on with the story? What was the point? Just a cute incident, an interesting incident that happened. Stop, the rocks turn into one. Very nice. If you proceed further in the parasha, you see also that Yaakov Avinu takes these rocks, and after having this whole dream with Sulam, he proceeds to take these rocks and use these very rocks that united to use them as Mokim Matseva, a place to bring Kavanas to Hashem. So apparently Yaakov Avinu himself understood something more to these rocks. And furthermore, Yaakov promises that upon his return, he will use these rocks. I'll use this rock as a foundation towards the creation of a Beis Elikim. So what exactly is going on here? Now, the Medrash says that, you know, we tend to think of this incident as being a rather random incident that happened. The Medrash says Yaakov Avinu actually understood. He understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was guys with the Shemayim B'Shtemos HaShvatim. He knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately found Klal Yisrael through a path of 12 Shvatim. And he understood that his fathers had not been Zoyche themselves. Avram and Yitzchak had not been Zoyche to be the builders of Klal Yisrael setting up a 12 Shvatim. The Lashon Medrash says Avram Lai Hamidon, Yitzchak Lai Hamidon. Avram didn't have 12 Shvatim. He didn't build Klal Yisrael directly. He would be the forefather of Klal Yisrael, but not directly. Yitzchak as well. Yaakov said, what about myself? Maybe I'll be Zoyche, maybe I won't be Zoyche. And he took 12, he says, Lokach, and he said, he went ahead deliberately. He took 12 rocks. Before anything happened, he laid out 12 rocks around himself, and he said, if these 12 stones will unite, then I will know, it will be a siman as Shemayim, that I will be the one to remind me of the Yud Bei Shvatim. That means he was creating a siman for himself to know whether this trip, where he's heading out to Golus, and he's heading out into a future where he's leaving the father's house, he's starting out his life, so to speak, on his own. At this point, Yaakov is trying to envision what's going to happen. Is he going to be the father of Klal Yisrael? Will he himself be Zeichli, the father of Klal Yisrael, or not? Or will it just be something similar to Avraham Yitzchak, where he'll be one step closer, but not the father of Klal Yisrael? By virtue of the stones coming together, he was basically being told in the Shemayim that yes, you will be Matzliach, and you have the capability to be the one to be Miyasek Klal Yisrael. And that's why Yaakov Avinu says, but in that, you know, subsequently he sees this dream where he's foretold the Chassidus of Klal Yisrael, and Yaakov Avinu takes this stone, the stone which is a gilui to him, that he had the capability to found Klal Yisrael. He used these stones to go ahead and be the foundation for the building of Klal Yisrael. Now, what was the siman that he made? He took these 12 rocks and he said, they'll join together into one. That means the ultimate siman of the ability to create Klal Yisrael would be if his children would be ba'achdus, if they could unite, and if they would unite around him. Then he'd be the one, through his mahalach, that 12 shvatim could come together and be mis'achid around him. Now, we know that achdus and Klal Yisrael always, the concept of achdus doesn't really relate to the concept of live and let live. We don't believe in just letting everyone do what they want to do. If someone does something wrong, it's arach rayis, we have arvus, we have to take care of each other, we have to instruct each other and guide each other. Achdus means that we're all working together towards a common goal, and even though each one of us has a different derech and a different hashkafa, we're all united towards a common goal. What happened here was, he says, I have 12 shvatim, each one's doing their own thing. What do they have together? They had a common sheaf of alayin niyach tzadik roshay. Through that sheaf, each one wanted to be the one to hold up Yaakov Avinu. Through that sheaf of coming together of Avodas Elikim, they taught how to use these through that, and that would be the foundation for Klal Yisrael. There's an aside note on Dvar Halacha. The Magen Avraham points out that if somebody has a tefillin, a ritzua of a tefillin, and the kesher becomes undone in the shalyad, and he wants to retie it, so he has to be careful that the kesher should be retied in the same place. He shouldn't flip around the ritzua by mistake and use the part which goes by his hand to tie the knot again. And the reason why is because the kesher has more kedusha. So he says if you tie the knot on the other end, it would come out that you're lowering the kedusha of the spot that formerly had the kesher. The Pesachei Tshuva says he doesn't understand this concept. He says it's true that the kesher has more kedusha, is something which brings more kedusha. But any item you have, he says, when one part has kedusha, the kedusha is uniform throughout the entire item. So even though the kesher of your tefillin is more kedush, he says the entire ritzua gets that same kedusha. And Pesachei Tshuva brings down, I didn't see it now, but if I recall correctly, he brings down from his grandfather, B'Shem somebody else, who says he's a raya from his parasha. He says Yaakov Avinu was told a lion niyach tzadik roshay. Every rock said a lion niyach tzadik roshay. Is what happened next? They all got together. They joined into one stone. They still only had only one spot. Still had a lion niyach tzadik roshay. The rest of the rocks didn't have Yaakov putting your head on it. Apparently, he said when you have kedusha on one spot, it's all uniform. It's all together. It's one item. The kedusha goes throughout the whole.